for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
It's your turn. It's not contingent upon God's generosity. It's your capacity. And if you know like I know, something's happening in your heart. Where you have been is not enough now. The place you're in is too straight for you. It's too narrow. You may have been barren, but you ain't barren no more. It's too narrow now. Lord, I got a holy discomfort. I got to have some more. I got to have some more anointing. I got to see some more miracles. I got to have some more money. I got to break through with more favor. Come on, that's what awaits you. It's a due season. It's time to reap what you have been sowing. You have been faithful. You have been committed. You have sacrificed. You have given of your time. You have given of your life. You have given of your gift. You have given of your talent. God says it's due season now. I said it's due season now. Come on, time to stretch. Time to enlarge. Time to increase. Oh, that's what my Bible says. That's what the Spirit of God is saying to us right now. Right now, it's time. We're on God's timetable. We're on God's time, not man's time. They're talking all crazy on the news. They're talking doom and gloom. They make their living off of fear, off of bad news. They'll tell you in a heartbeat, bad news is what makes money. Not the good news. It's the evil reports that sell the papers, that get the broadcast watch. I'm here to tell you there's another sound. Come on, I'm hearing another sound. There's a sound of a kingdom. There's a sound coming from heaven. There's a sound of victory. Come on, I hear a sound of victory, not defeat. I hear a sound of increase, not lack. I hear a sound of breakthrough, not bondage. I hear a sound of healing, not disease, not sickness, not defeat. There's another sound. Come on, right now. I see some barriers being broken. I see some barriers being pierced. Come on, I see it being pierced. It's being pierced. God's breaking through. God's chipping away. God's pulling down. God's removing some stuff. Jesus laid hands on a man. He said, I see men as trees. Then he prayed for him again and his sight became accurate. Today somebody's sight gonna get accurate. You've been seeing things clouded. You've been hoping and praying, but now you're getting ready to step into it. Come on, it's becoming reality. It's going to take on time. Come on. Hey, remember the lady and the unjust judge. Remember? She went to the unjust judge. Wasn't a hope this side of heaven. She was the least in society. I imagine she had to gather up all her wit, all her courage, everything to even go into his courtroom. But she went to the unjust judge, had made up her mind and said, avenge me of my adversary. And the unjust judge, I can just imagine, I'm ad-libbing, but he probably said, get out of my courtroom. Huh? He didn't fear God, and he didn't fear man. And he had no regard for this woman. She probably went home weeping. How many weeping may endure for the night? Come on, this is the God I serve. I don't know about you, but I've gone to bed with a heavy heart before. I've tossed and turned through the night before. But something happens in the morning. Come on, just like weeping endures for the night, tell somebody morning's coming. Tell them good morning. Morning comes, and somehow God renews. That woman got up. She might have stayed a little while in the dark. sad, hopeless, but morning came. She got up and dressed herself up and went back to that courtroom. Stood before that judge that didn't fear God and didn't fear man and said, avenge me of my adversary. He probably said, get her out of here. And the bailiffs try to carry her out. But you know what? After you weep for a while, the God in you ain't gonna let you weep over the same thing no more. Come on. You may start out weeping and hurting, but after a while, that weeping turns to a resolve. I got this now. Me and God got this thing now. Something about to go down here now. Something gonna give here now. And you know what? You know what? That atmosphere in the courtroom begin to change. God begin to sovereignly move in behalf of that little widow woman. Come on, somebody. See, because when you go through that emotional roller coaster and you now the weeping and the uncertainty and the wavering and the instability and all that stuff has become now a resolve. Your countenance look different. Your eyes look different. Now you focused. You ain't laughing so much about stuff. You're not in every conversation. Come on, you on point now. Something has become accurate. Something about to give. God's about to bust the move. Something about to give way. Hello? You see, when you get there, you are approaching your kairos, your set time. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, God has an appointment for you. God got a calendar with appointments on it. He got a book of remembrance. Think about God, he don't come too early, and he's never late. Come on, so if you hadn't received it yet, tell somebody, it's on schedule. That woman gathered herself together, put on her little raggedy robe. Now she resolved. See, when the kairos, see, that's the set time. When what has to happen is going to happen. I don't care who it is. You may have a dime in your pocket, but God said you need $1 million. Help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all don't know. I've seen people go from rags to riches, from broke and busted and disgusted to having more than enough overnight. And I'm not talking about lotto winners. I'm talking about miracles. She got up, didn't give in. You read that story, there's two words. The word continuous, which has to do with chronos. And then there's another word that doesn't come to me right now that has to do with kairos. After you've been knocked down, after you've been denied enough, that's not time for you to give up. That's time for you to get resolved. She straightened herself up. She went into that courtroom. She didn't know she was in chronos. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But in her chronos, she was about to step into a kairos. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, don't give up. Don't give in. And don't you dare stop. Tell somebody when you're going through hell, don't you dare stop. It's too hot. God will give you that resolve because see, when she resolved herself to go in that last time, God had moved. And who was not afraid of God nor man, when the kairos came, it didn't matter who he was. As far as God concerned, he breath and breeches. It didn't matter what he said. As far as God was concerned, God's going to do what he said he's going to do. It didn't matter how many times she was denied. When God said it's time, tell somebody it's time. Come on, when God said, I'm telling you today, it's time. It's time for a change. It's time for breakthrough. It's time to rise up. It's time to enter in. It's time to cross over. It's time to receive. Right now is time. Somebody shout, it's time. The Kairos is eternal, is eternal purpose, intersecting time. It's an intersection where what has to happen. You see, you don't have to pursue it. You just keep on your journey. You will attain to it. It's in your path. So I ain't got to be struggling and laboring and all twisted out of sorts and wondering when. No, I just got to keep walking this journey. Keep giving God the glory. Keep being bold. Let the resolve take me over. And I'm not going to let you stop me with your mouth. I'm not going to let you stop me with your schemes. I'm not going to let you stop me because you're hating on me. I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on loving. I'm going to keep on gathering. Let the joy of the Lord be my strength. As I stay in my pathway, there comes a Kairos. God came to Abraham. He said, Abraham, at the appointed time, I will visit Sarah, and she will be with child. They were walking a path where everything looked like it was getting worse and further from the truth, because their body's getting older and more feeble. She'd never produced before in the flower of her age. How in the world is she going to do it now? Except that God said, I got an appointment. I have a Kairos. I have a set time for you. Ah. Let me tell you something. Some of y'all blessing, let me say it this way. It seemed like it's going to come out of nowhere. Quarters you least expected. People you least expected. Ways you least expected. Tell somebody, God will use a donkey. Come on, tell them, God will use a leper. I release that word over you right now. Come on, I release that word over you right now. When Elisha said, come on, Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, in the midst of a sore famine, where it was so bad, they were eating their children. But in the midst of that, when heaven moved, the Bible says that the lion has roared. Who shall not fear? God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? You need to prophesy over your own life too. God has already spoken. But Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, God getting ready to get involved. I said, God's getting ready to step down into your situation and say, enough is enough. But you got to be bold enough to prophesy. Huh? I said, you got to be bold enough to proclaim and declare and decree what thus saith the Lord.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.